This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing with Ken some of the things we've kind of put on the back burner, Ken, but we haven't had time to talk about it because we've been so wrapped up talking about COVID-19 and the implications of these various studies and what people should be taking and that sort of thing. So let's see if we can get to some of that here. This half hour is devoted to Ken and his research and information, and then Jack will join us in the second half hour with some more of his input that has not to do with the COVID. So let's get to, well, I guess we're going to have to do some of it because there is a study out this week that requires an examination of people having sex during these times. What do we know about having sex during, you know, this is supposed to be distancing. Does that include your spouse, your husband, your wife?
Exactly. Virtual sex. Is that where we're headed? Exactly.
Virtual sex, yeah.
Okay, so this is a real publication in the medical journal Fertility and Sterility this week. And the good news is that the virus in people who were diagnosed with COVID-19, the virus then was not found immediately or going forward for a month in their semen or in their testes for the guys. So the conclusion of this study is that COVID-19 does not spread through sex, through sexual intercourse.
All right. So don't worry. Don't sweat the small. But you know what? It's interesting. A lot of people don't get that because there's so much misinformation and ignorance around. And I say that not lovingly because I think this is proving, the COVID thing is proving just how ignorant we are.
But obviously, if you're acutely ill and you
you're gonna have sex
and you cough all over your partner, he or she's going to get it.
Yeah, right. No, what we're talking about here is whether it's practical or not, the distancing and the masks and all of that other stuff. One of the things, actually, as ancillary to this, I do want to spend a moment or two on the COVID mask scenario, because actually Jack pointed out this week that the eyes are very susceptible, and yet we don't cover our eyes. If we are being true to the letter of the law or the information that we've been given, we should be wearing goggles as well as masks, right?
The frontline caretakers are. You see them.
Are they?
Yeah. Look at them carefully. You'll see they're wearing headgear.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like the people that put the hazmat suits on.
They're wearing headgear.
All right. So we've been kind of had in that department as well. I'm beginning. This whole thing is a pretty damnable outrage.
Well, the logic that is being given for us to wear the mask is not to protect ourselves. It's for us to protect others. Exactly.
But if you want to protect yourself from others, you ought to be wearing goggles. That's pretty much stuff goes into your eyes more easily than does your nose or your mouth.
What the NIH and the CDC would tell you would be to social distance, and then you'll be okay. But we don't have enough right now head-eye protectors to give everybody, and they're being reserved for those who are on the front line taking care of the patients. And that's the reality of it.
Right. Yep. Okay. The next item here is a study of children who are being locked down in China because of COVID. Is that what the assumption is, that they're trying to protect the children from getting COVID and therefore they're kind of locked up?
Exactly.
On quarantine?
Exactly. You know, we count the death rate from this virus, but I think when we look back on all this, it's not only going to be the death, it's not only a matter of life, it's going to be our lifestyle, our livelihood, our mental state, so many other aspects that we need to thread that needle and make sure all of them are optimized. And in this study, Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics, this week, JAMA Pediatrics, that 20% of children on lockdown in China, they're suffering depression or anxiety. So we need to realize that it's not only we're talking life and death, we're talking about all the other things that can be affected by this virus.
Pretty amazing. All right. The food supply, I've been talking about how we are supporting this week the effort by a lot of radio stations, a lot of people in the country to help the food banks. There are 200 of them around the country that are supported by Feeding America. If you'd like to donate, there's a response fund, COVID response fund, and you can donate whatever, however much or little you'd like. You can go to gooddayhealthshow.com and see the button on the top of the page. Click on that and pledge whatever it is, a buck, $2, whatever you feel comfortable doing to help. Every $1 feeds 10 people, if you can believe that, because of the resources they have and how they collect the food. So support Feeding America by helping everybody out. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com, click on the button, and help yourself to helping others. All right, now, the resources that we have in our country for food seem to be in trouble. Meats are in trouble, pork, lamb, you name it. There are real problems because they've closed these plants down that are owned by the Chinese, by the way, that are loaded with coronavirus. So now we've turned to processed meats. And now there's a study that says let's not head in that direction, right?
Neurology, April 22nd, 2020. We learned that eating too many processed meats, starches, can increase the risk of dementia. And, you know, that's why we've been talking for so long about how important it is. You want to do things yourself to lower the risk of getting dementia. That's why I like the Mediterranean diet.
All right. So too much processed meat, bad stuff. This isn't really new. It just makes sense. Right? You didn't know. Maybe we didn't know the starches.
It's confirmation of what we intuitively thought.
Right. Okay. That's a good way of putting it. All right. Next up, the number of people who are young who are at risk for COVID. We've been thinking that if you are younger, if you're young teenagers, 20, 30, 40 years old, you're going to have a strong immune system. That's not the case for everybody, though, I guess, right?
Well, as we're discovering with the antibody testing, which tells us if you've ever had COVID, there are many people who have had it and have had zero symptoms, and especially the younger people this is true for. So although younger people, they're at lower risk of getting it, of getting the serious type, they still can transmit the virus. And that's why the grandchildren come over to grandma and grandpa, they feel fine, but they can actually kill grandma and grandpa with a hug. And that's why we still need to be cautious and realize this is out of JAMA Pediatrics, what's going on with the kids. And we also learn, unfortunately, that we're seeing, fortunately, it's rare, but we're seeing strokes in young people who have had COVID-19. So it is not just ignoring our young people, but it is affecting them, but they are getting it in a less intense way.
Yeah. All right. So we're continuing with lots of research done by Ken. One of the hallmarks of Good Day Health when he's on is getting to the bottom of a lot of these studies. And we have neglected many of them. So we're trying to get caught up a little bit here in this half hour of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a word aimed at mom for Mother's Day, which is only a couple of weekends away. I at first wondered out loud whether it was smart for me to suggest to children or to spouses that you tell your mother or your spouse that she may be a little heavy and she ought to lose some weight. Well, apparently, with my research, I found out that most people think that's a very good message. If you love your mother and you want to help her out, especially with all the eating we've been doing, the numbers of people that are linked to this disease, this COVID thing, who are obese, it's like 78% of everybody who's dying is obese. You don't want your mother to become a statistic. You don't want to become a statistic. So in the interest of helping your mom out, I'm going to suggest that you go to toploss.com, which is the home of the explanation as to how Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula, works. The best in the world is stimulant-free, drug-free. They've come up with a formula that works, that doesn't require you to get the jitters. It doesn't have any drugs. It's all natural. That's why I support it. That's why I like it. That's why I take it. Go to toploss.com, the website. Use the discount code DJV. You can find all the supplement information, side benefits, that sort of thing, for this product that ensures you can safely and naturally lose the weight. You take four capsules every night before you go to bed. Let it go to work. I think 6 months, in my experience, 6 months has been a really good circumstantially, a good way for you to test this is to try for 6 months, lose the weight, keep it off naturally. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, don't pay shipping, and you can buy three and get three free. That's the deal. Buy any number over three and get a duplicate amount. That is going away this weekend, so take advantage of it right now. Toploss.com. The code is DJV.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Hemorrhoids are a very common problem that can cause itching, irritation, and discomfort, maybe even a little bleeding. But
one of the common misconceptions is that hemorrhoids cause pain, and basically they don't. If pain is a primary complaint of a patient, almost always they have some form of an anal fissure.
Colorectal surgeon Dr. John Pemberton says that's
literally a crack in the skin or the lining of the very outside of the anus. The underlying internal sphincter muscle is right there. That exposes the muscle, and the muscle goes into spasm. Spasm keeps it from healing.
It's usually caused by very hard stools, so the first line of treatment is a stool softener.
And the next step is the use of topical agents meant to relax the sphincter muscle. If the topical agents don't work, then we have been injecting Botox.
If all else fails, there is a surgical option to relax the muscle and to promote healing. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st with grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
Back to Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen. The number of Americans that have high cholesterol. This is something, I suppose we consider this good news, especially for a cardiologist like you. A lot of people with high cholesterol have been, that's the number one problem with heart disease, isn't it? Or one of them, anyway.
Well, it is a big issue. And, you know, you need to know your numbers, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight. And fortunately, with the great treatments that we have, that's helping the cholesterol go down. On the other end, people with obesity, that makes the cholesterol go up.
All right. So the thing is to watch your cholesterol. How many people do you think actually get a physical every year, get blood work done so they know exactly what's going on in their bodies? Because otherwise, without a blood test, you don't really know. I mean, you can do your ultrasounds, you can do x-rays, you can do MRIs, but when it comes to the blood, that's the real indicator of what's going on in your body, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you need to know your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, and your weight, repeating those four numbers again, and estimating maybe half of adults, but certainly as a preventive cardiologist, I know them in all my patients, and if you want to stay on planet Earth as long as possible, please know your four numbers.
And then what do you take with you? Are there things, if you have high cholesterol, take natural supplements, you can take some drugs, but you need to deal with it.
It needs to be individualized based on your particular risk, based on what your circulation looks like.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to fish around in the fish pool with some more information from another study as we continue here. Another segment with Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you find our podcast. Matter of fact, the most recent one with Ken, Docs, we talk about the home coronavirus test kit. Get that story. Listen to the most recent podcast with Dr. Ken at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Lake Cardiology, Maduro, Florida. You can reach him. They have the benefits of telemedicine. Boy, we've been talking about that a lot since this COVID thing. Maybe one of the positive things is that you won't have to wait. You won't be stuck waiting. If you need to talk to the doctor, you can do it this way. Ken certainly is embracing that. You can find out how it's done by calling his clinic, Lake Cardiology, at 352-735-1400. That's area 352-735-1400. All right, I promised that we'd talk about, I said something about fish, the diet that is going to reduce your dementia risk. This is very, very important.
Some hopeful news, things you can do yourself. And this is out of Alzheimer's and Dementia, April 14th this year. So sticking to the Mediterranean diet, Doug, may improve brain health. Adults who adhere to the diet, which emphasizes consumption of plant-based foods like fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, herbs, and whole grains, they're 45% less likely to show evidence of cognitive decline on several measures, that's the ability to think and remember, than those who went off the meal plan.
Off the meal plan. That sounds kind of like almost an ad for Weight Watchers or one of those other.
And high consumption of fish and vegetable appear to have the greatest protective effect.
All right. But how about somebody like me who's allergic to, well, I guess I'd ask you to define these grains because I know that the problem that I have is a wheat-based problem. Right, so I can have other grains, but having celiac or whatever it is that I have that upsets my digestive system after I have bread that has wheat in it or any food, I buy a breaded piece of fish and that'll upset me. So is it all grains that I need to stay away from? I know they want to keep dogs away from all the grains, so why not human beings?
Well, you want to eat whole grains of the family that you can tolerate.
Which is, what is it, buckwheat?
No, it's without the...
Without wheat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right, okay. Next up here, the impact of celiac, speaking of celiac disease, what does that do? If you have, and this is not good news for me, but let's get to the bottom of this research. Celiac disease and whether or not we would worry about, according to what I'm reading here anyway, is whether or not it does mean if you have it, a bad case of it, you'll die sooner than the average bear.
That is what this study, I was hoping you wouldn't see that study in this era, but that is okay. What this study, yes, predicted, and that's why it's important for those who have it to make sure they treat it appropriately. And I think the reason why it can shorten one's life, and that's what this study is showing, is because a lot of people, they're not aware of it, or they just don't take it seriously, and it creates inflammatory issues, excess inflammation, and excess inflammation in the body is no good.
Right. Well, it can lead to cancers and things like that, right?
Sorry?
It can lead to cancers and things like that?
Absolutely. Right? Destruction of the body tissue, all of the above.
Right. All right. Final, we have about 40 seconds here. The suicide rate that keeps going up and up and up. This is not a good way for us to end this half hour, but something we have to deal with. It's a statistic anyway, right?
It is going up, and it's just a problem of mental stress, and it's going up, unfortunately, I think, with what's going on with COVID. You just need to make sure that you take your own mental health temperature every day, and just don't be afraid to talk to people. And if you see somebody you're concerned about, ask them if they're thinking about hurting themselves. It doesn't put the idea in their head. It actually gives them an opportunity to talk about it, and you probably will save a life.
All right. Okay. Well, there it is. Lots of more helpful information. We get this sort of thing every week with Dr. Ken. He's here in this half hour of Good Day Health. Check out the podcast, as I say, every week from Ken and Jack at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Millions of people are going to break out of isolation, and they'll be able to eat at restaurants and shop at stores very soon. More than half of U.S. states are partially reopening over the next few days. Arkansas is one of them, Governor Asa Hutchinson.
On May 4th, we will lift restrictions on gyms, fitness centers, and indoor athletic facilities so that they can resume operation.
Stay-at-home orders have just expired in Alabama, Maine, Tennessee, and Texas. Restrictions will be lifted in Iowa, North Dakota, and Wyoming on Friday. But California has been having some problems with new hotspots and outbreaks. Governor Gavin Newsom has decided to make beaches off limits once again.
We're going to do a hard close in that part of the state.
This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. Life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the results of a new coronavirus poll.
A new Gallup poll shows that party affiliation plays a role in determining willingness to leave the house right now and get on with life, despite the coronavirus. A new poll shows overall that nearly 1 in 5 people would be willing to return to normal life right now in a survey that was completed between April 20th and the 26th. That's up 13% from a survey completed between April 2nd and April 6th. Broken down into party affiliation, 44% of Republicans surveyed are ready to get back to normal life. Meanwhile, 22% of those who consider themselves politically independent and only 4% of Democrats say they're ready to return to their normal activities right now.
He's the brains behind a family food drive in Massachusetts. WBZ-TV reporter Paul Burton got his story.
Opening up the back door to Nicholas Lane's family car, you can sort of catch a glimpse of what's inside this young boy's heart.
Some people lost their jobs, so I'm happy that we have this for people.
This 9-year-old Marlboro kid is on a mission with his family to do some good in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. It all started with this $25 gift card he got from his grandparents. But instead of spending it on himself and his siblings, he came up with a bright and thoughtful idea while watching the news.
I was looking at how people lost their jobs and they didn't have food to eat.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Good Day Health, continuing along now the second half hour with Dr. Jack Stockwell. We've kind of done things a little differently this week because I thought it was important to have Jack together with Ken, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, to discuss this whole issue from different perspectives, the issue or issues, if you will, around COVID-19 treatment, what the way to look at this stuff. The two of them are stalwarts on our Good Day Health program, have been with me for years. Jack presents one point of view, more or less the naturalistic, if you will, chiropractic point of view, because Jack is a board-certified NERCA chiropractor. Ken is a cardiologist who also is a researcher. He has a PhD and an MD, so he looks at things from the scientific research department. Not that they aren't collaborative and not that they aren't things that can be compatible. Sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't, but they both agree on what in the bottom line here is a serious situation. How is it being handled? How should it be handled? That's why we put them together in 1 hour of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. So now, the second half hour of this hour, with Jack focusing on what's going on, there are all kinds of templates here. The Forbidden Doctor is the website for Jack, who's a GAPS practitioner, in addition to being a NERCA-certified chiropractor. So that enters into it, filters into a lot of the information that you get from Dr. Jack and his wife, Mary, putting things into perspective. So you have done that. in a way that sort of counters the grim news, the fearful propaganda. This whole thing, in my estimation, has been created out of fear. The Chinese knew how to scare us and the rest of the world. They created this virus. They let it go. It's gone here, there, and everywhere. And so how to treat it, what we have done, we have economic problems, we have health problems, we have psychological problems, but yet there is some good news. And what do you underscore here, Jack, as the good news in podcast 195?
Well, first of all, the way out of all of this, and it's to, you know, essentially to take care of, be able to take care of your own body, you know, your last bastion of freedom on this planet is what does or doesn't happen to your own body. And we try to focus on that, especially from a health sense, as to if, you know, let me say it, simplify it this way. The medical model primarily is, if it's that, take this. Our whole point of view is, if it's that, why is it that? Let's go to the foundational reason as to why it's that. And it all goes back to, almost always, nutrition. What is missing in the nutrition? What needs to be improved in the nutrition? Now, the good news is that Mary was explaining this the other day. She says if you had an evening news program that had all the wonderful good things that had happened on the planet that particular previous 12 hours versus all the bad things that had happened on the planet the previous 12 hours, the bad things would just be a zip compared to how much time would be taken for the good things. And so we talk a lot about that, to focus on that, to look for the good things, to reach for the higher thought, to reach for the happier thought, to not be caught up in fear, because fear is such a blow to our own immune system.
So well, you know, it takes its toll. That's right. Let's talk about that for a minute, because the things that we think are a problem for our physical tend to be, in the minds of people, physical. But that doesn't take into account the spirit-mind-body connection, which creates the mind. You know, we see these things in the mind, says, oh, my God. And then that creates something in the body. I found out this spring that I'd had a mild, an unnoticeable heart attack. Yep. But it happened at a time when I was startled about something, and I don't even remember what it was, and Ken couldn't tell me, he could put a date on it, but it was sometime this past year. Something happened to me that was so horrific, it sent my heart into a place for a few seconds that created, you know, kind of an episode. And so I think about how much I don't like fear-based thinking, and I try to stay away from it.
Yes.
But something was. But see, the reason I'm telling you my story is because a lot of people, millions of people, are so afraid of this because they don't have the right information. They've got a lot of garbage from a lot of various governmental agencies and people who are supposedly scientists, and it just doesn't ring true. Much of it, if you have any common sense. So from there, I've given you your next lead.
Well, yes.
Go ahead from there.
Obviously, the key to healing, especially in the current atmosphere that's in our country right now, is get some facts that will help to dispel the fear. Get some knowledge that will wash the disinformation away that's in your mind. A lot of us are glued to the TV set. Monday, morning, noon, and night. And all
right.
You know
yeah.
is what these supposed experts are trying to tell you. And you're missing all the other medical people out there that are saying, hey, wait a minute. And they're not being picked up in the news. Because why does the news exist? Because of some great preordained notion that we've got to go on the air to tell the people the truth?
No. Wrong.
They're there.
That's not true.
They're there
it's
to
there
keep you
to make
glued.
Money because it's cheap to produce
Absolutely.
News programming in
Absolutely.
Addition to other programming, which is high in production costs. It costs nothing for the local or the national networks to produce newscasts. It just doesn't.
It's
very
so
cheap.
All the other
and the
medical
high rate of advertising return
well, that's
is
it.
Why they want to do it. The CDC supposedly, they went to great lengths this week to add 6 new symptoms to look out for. Well, in fact, these symptoms have been things that we've been talking about not for weeks, but for a couple of months. The chills and the headache and the sore throat. I mean, that's all been part of this dialogue. Remember, but the CDC headline, and therefore all of these fools and these network newscasts, and, oh, the CDC has new breaking information. Bull crap. It's not new information at all.
Yeah, and look at all of the medical experts that are coming out. They're putting videos on YouTube, Instagram, wherever else, saying, hey, we're told that even if we barely suspect that it's COVID, we need to put that down, the cause of death, because the hospitals are paid for COVID deaths. People can see corruption in politics. They can see corruption in the financial world. They can't see corruption in the medical world.
Yep.
And it's still, as you are always saying, you follow the dollar. It's all about money. And when you've got something so precipitous as this going on, a lot of people just throw all their common sense out for fear-based thinking, mm-hmm. and they kind of withdraw emotionally.
And they get angry with you when you present them with a different point of view.
Oh, my God. I have patients coming into the clinic that are wearing masks still. They're still wearing masks because they mm-hmm. think that's the thing to do, and they're shocked that I'm not wearing a mask.
Right.
I'm not wearing a mask. I'm not wearing a glove, and they say, why not? And I say, well, the standard answer I give them is, how far down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
Yeah,
we disinfect between each patient. Don't worry about that. The same thing we do when there wasn't this kind of a pandemic going on. The same kind of cleanliness procedures.
The supplement of the week, a product called Catalin. You'll find out why Jack thinks that's important information for you. As we continue along here, here's more important information for those who pay the taxes every year on the 15th of April. Well, you got a reprieve because you don't have to pay them. Actually, have the money until July 15th. But what happens if you've made a mistake, or the worse yet, the tax company that you hired to do your taxes has made a mistake? That's more often the case than not. According to the folks who last year started Family Tax Service, they'll take your last 3 or 4 years of taxes and they'll check for hidden credits, deductions, that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, they're so good at this, they guarantee that the IRS will send you back $5,000 or their services are free. So if you're making $30,000, $40,000, or you did before you get laid off, call 800-262-0318 for Family Tax Service. 800-262-0318. Call that number, get the $5,000, or they don't charge you a nickel. 800-262-0318. This is a way for you to help yourself.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Jack, always talking appropriately about the podcast that he does with his wife Mary at ForbiddenDoctor.com. But we also have a podcast ourselves featuring Jack, the most recent Good Day Health at GoodDayHealthShow.com. The coronavirus, as we're pretty much every program, poking holes in some of the things that are being said. The people like Jack are considered quacks. There was a lawsuit that was filed against one of the providers of the information. Well, American Medical Association tried to kill chiropractic. All of those stories are in this podcast, so check it out, and more facts on the pandemic as well. Most recent Good Day Health Show, the podcast with both Jack and Ken, available every week in order at GoodDayHealthShow.com. So join the tens of thousands of people every week who are listening to those podcasts to get more information. All right, I promised you'd talk a little bit about Catalin,
yeah,
which is a supplement that comes from the company that you and I both support, Standard Process. So what is Catalin? Why is it good for everybody, especially at this time?
Catalin was formulated by Dr. Royal Lee back in 1929.
Who founded Standard Process.
Yeah, he was a dentist,
yeah,
and his mother was dying, and nobody could figure out why. And the medication back then was arsenic-based and mercury-based.
Right.
And
killers.
Well, yes, of course. And so he went to he had been a fan.
The only thing they missed in their triumvirate was asbestos. They put all three together.
Yeah.
And whoop-de-doo.
And then
all
put right, it in front of x-rays for a couple hours.
Yeah.
But they missed it. He found out what was going on. He put this formula together of vitamins, enzymes, and minerals, all food-based. They all came from food, nothing synthetic in there, in comparison to 99% of what's on the market today is synthetic. And he was able to help her to recover her health and to go on from there. And there was so much demand for this that he moved out of dentistry into a supplement company producing food-based supplements that would address various problems of the body. It's the original formula, and like I said, everything that you need vitamin-wise, enzyme-wise, mineral-wise is in this product. You don't need a whole lot of it. It's just Catalin, C-A-T-A-L-Y-N. And interestingly enough, anytime something today new pops up on the radar, oh, here's a new thing we've discovered about some food thing, if you look in Catalin, it's already there. And why? Because there's a multitude of ingredients, all of which came out of the earth. It pretty well covers most things.
So I think you told me, or Mary told me once, is it Catalin that's good to prevent strokes? Or am I thinking of something else?
It's good to prevent what?
Strokes.
Oh, well, yes. It also has the ingredient in there that strengthens the walls of blood vessels.
Okay.
And we know that, you know, the majority of strokes are a clot and an occlusion, but a certain percentage of strokes is simply hemorrhaging because of an aneurysm, a big one or a small one. And a tiny, tiny little aneurysm can be very dangerous. So, yes, it has something in there to help strengthen the arterial walls in the brain as well as the whole body.
All right. So, Catalin, one of the many food supplements that Jack has at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And if you find out that you want it or need it, you can use the code Doug when you sign in there. Get 15% off the cost of buying this stuff. And if you haven't taken the symptom survey yet at ForbiddenDoctor.com, certainly avail yourself of that. Costs nothing. You get a nutritional profile. It'll show you some suggestions as to how to get yourself in tip-top shape, which is what you want to be during this whole COVID thing.
Yes.
So all of that stuff is available at ForbiddenDoctor.com. There's hundreds of them. You can look online there, too, to see some of the other supplements that are there. But get the right information, not disinformation. Find it all out. Dr. Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com. This is Good Day Health.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doctor, doctor, is there a doctor in the house? Of course, there's always a doctor in the house. The DJV show has a daily. It's not really a podcast, a clip of the day. And in it, the story of a doctor who mistakenly pronounced a woman dead. But guess what? She wasn't dead. Have you ever been in that circumstance where somebody is, maybe not that dire, but it happens, and it happens a lot, actually. A lot of times it doesn't get reported. Do you have any experience, personal experience, as a doctor with someone who was thought to have been dead and wasn't really dead?
Actually, we have a podcast on that.
Oh, you do have a podcast on ForbiddenDoctor.com. Okay.
Yes, at Forbidden. Yeah. We have a podcast on that. I can't think of the title of the podcast right now.
That's all
but,
right.
But I think if you search death or dead under podcast listing, it'll come up with it. It's several doctors around the country warning people that when somebody tells you it's time for organ donation, it's time to pull the plug. We're very sorry that your teenage son broke his neck, but the EEG is showing
check
no
twice.
Life at all. Be careful.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Wait another couple weeks.
Yeah,
even if
right.
the EEG is showing a flat line, wait a couple more weeks, and the evidence for what I just said is overwhelming.
Well, isn't that – there's another podcast that we have making fun of me, Doug Pull
Those
the Plug
the
Stefan. Because we were talking about – what happens? Who decides when to pull the plug?
Yeah.
How did, and I said, I'll just pull the plug if it's at the end of the. And the girls on the DJV show said, wait a minute, I don't want you around when it comes to
right.
the time.
The girls
for that.
Are right. Their
yep.
inner sense that was correct.
All right, so here we have the COVID thing continuing to be the number one health story. You have said something on occasion, and I really haven't underscored it, but I want to now because. As more and more people are sort of forced into wearing masks, the number one reason for wearing a mask is not being addressed. So would you like to explain that statement?
Well, the whole idea of protecting oneself in kind of a what is suspected or alleged to be a transmissible environment of viral elements, bacterial, mold, whatever else, is to understand that the covering of the outer surface of the eye, the conjunctiva, is wet, it's moist, it has oxygen, and it is a super breeding ground for viral elements, much more so than the dry entrance of the nose until it gets back further into what's called the nasal pharynx. In other words, the white of your eye is much more open to viral elements than just breathing them in. So to wear a mask is to, like, you know, go to a gunfight, but no bullets are in the gun. I mean, you're missing half of what you need.
So how then, though, can you envision a mask that covered the eyes and still allowed you to see?
Yeah, you'd end up looking like a frog. Like? Well, you'd look like something out of the movie Outbreak. You know, and then what are you going to do about the inner aspects of the ear and even the skin, for that matter? So that's what
stuff
when you
goes
see
in,
these,
yeah, your whole body. Yeah,
yeah.
Why do you think they have the hazmat suits? That's really
precisely.
Very interesting. Yeah, that's a very interesting
exactly.
Thought. So is this theater? Are we back to theater? Wearing a mask, having a mask on, requiring people to have a mask?
How far down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
Well, it sounds to me like it's theater.
It's
protective. If you're, you know, when it comes out of your nose or comes out of your mouth, that's the other thing. Are you protecting yourself or are you protecting somebody else?
Now, if you're sick enough that you're coughing and sneezing and you got all this slime and gook and snot and everything else coming out of your nose and mouth, you should stay home. But if it's an emergency situation and you got to go out, yeah, wear a mask to protect other people from, you know, your own contagion. But
right.
Remember this, and I have studied this at several hours a day since January, which is what has gone into my latest podcast. There is not one scientific support for the idea of social distancing. There is nothing in the literature whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
That says being 6 feet away from somebody makes any difference in being 6 feet.
Especially when you know, well, think about it this way. If you know that when you sneeze or cough, it goes 19 feet or 29 feet or whatever the hell it
right.
is, instead of 6 feet. Okay. Food for thought. Dr. Jack Stockwell, his website is ForbiddenDoctor.com. In the interest of quickly reminding you what it is that makes you vulnerable to the virus, one of the things to think about is your weight. You want to lose weight the right way, the safe way, the natural way? Go to toploss.com, find out about Calitrin, and use the code DJV to buy into it. All right? That's toploss.com, code DJV. Lose the weight and keep it off safely.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.